Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 243 for Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Phil Front Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Wednesday morning as losses in Chicago soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola is down $4 to $6 in early activity. The March contract down $5.10 at $454.50 per ton. European rapeseed futures were also weaker in overnight trade, although Malaysian palm oil moved higher. Speculative long liquidation contributed to the declines in canola, as canola shows signs of running into chart resistance from a technical standpoint. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions also continued to overhang the oilseeds. But on the other side, a weaker Canadian dollar helped temper the losses. The currency is down by about a third of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that should make exports more attractive and also help crush margins improve. Wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower to start the day. The U.S. dollar index is stronger this morning. That makes the U.S. grains and oilseeds more expensive for international buyers, and that weighed on prices across the board. Soybeans are down 3 to 7 cents, the March contract down 7 at $9.68 per bushel. Recent Chinese cancellations continued to overhang the bean market, although there was no fresh export news this morning. Favorable South American crop prospects, with Brazil now in its early harvest stages, were also bearish for beans as global demand shifts southwards. Corn is down 4 to 6 cents, the March contract down 6 at $3.77 per bushel. Expectations for softening demand from the ethanol sector put some pressure on corn, while news that China is stockpiling corn to support its own farmers was also bearish. Wheat was down 5 to 13 cents, losing 13 in the March contract in Chicago to trade at $5.06 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains overpriced in the global market, especially given today's strength in the country's currency. Talk of increased sales out of Ukraine also weighed on prices, but the ongoing conflict in the region did remain a supportive factor in the background. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.